football with you here on ESPN 1000, Tyler Rocky and Shay Norling. Let's get into the marquee game of the entire weekend, and that is the Chiefs and the Bills. It is Allen Mahomes once again. The difference, it is being played up in Buffalo, and we are expecting some big snow totals as well up there in Buffalo. They've already enlisted the troops. Did you see the video yesterday?
Yes.
Of, I mean, boy, I think America could win a war with Buffalo shovelers. Like, you look at the line of all the people geared up with their shovels, getting ready to plow the stadium, and they, like, I saw the one video of the guy who started at the front of the line, and he pans all the way to the back of the line. He has to exit the stadium to get to the back of the line. And boy, I think that is one of the, like, coolest things. I know the Packers do it too, but enlisting your fans at $20 an hour to go shovel snow so you can get prepped up for a game.
They did it again this morning, too. They took fans at 9 a.m. to shovel Highmark Stadium. People are mad about it.
I will say, Bills fans are total simps.
Yeah, well,
like, they are. Everything about them, they are simps.
For $20 an hour, I would not go shovel Soldier Field.
I would do it. I wouldn't do it with Soldier Field because, boy, I mean, it's not worth my while to try to get into Soldier Field, but if it was a stadium that was a little more accessible, like if I lived around Lambeau, I would do it. If I lived around Buffalo, I would do it. If the stadium was more accessible, I would do it.
I would
do it for the experience of, like, saying I did it.
I don't get the people who, like, on social media get so angry about it. Oh, you can't afford to pay people more to shovel your stadium? Shut up.
Yeah,
if you've got 300 people outside the doors trying to get in with a shovel to make $20 an hour, what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun story.
Now, would you switch it up and offer tickets instead? Do you think that should be the offer?
You have to have tickets to offer. You can't offer tickets that are sold.
I mean, all these guys, all these teams, they have, like, there's artillery somewhere.
But you know what I mean? Like, here's your standing room only ticket. Have fun on the concourse. Like, the seats have to be there to offer the tickets. You could say, we've got 50 single tickets left. The first 50 people that show up get a ticket to the game.
Yeah.
Then you'd have 7,000 people waiting in line, fighting each other to get to the front.
Fair. I do love the concept of the fans, though, going into shovel. But
yeah, it's awesome.
It's great.
Bills fans are incredible.
They're simps. Total simps for their team.
Good. I like that. Like, something that you said to me.
Shoveling the players' cars out. Like, they are a woe-is-me fan base.
I hate that. You said to me last week that you don't like the woe-is-me fan bases that haven't won anything. The Vikings are one. The Lions are one. The Bills are one. You don't like these fan bases. And you don't want to see, because I have a Lions-Bills Super Bowl matchup future that would pay out very handsomely.
What are your odds?
50-1.
Ooh.
But, of course, I've had very bad luck with these. Like, somehow the Bills are going to clinch a spot in the Super Bowl, and the Lions will have a 10-point lead with 5 minutes left in the fourth against the Niners, and they'll lose. With my luck with these futures lately, that's what's going to happen. I like these fan bases that buy into teams that are so bad, and you should just hate them. But the fan base sticks around through thick and thin and eventually gets rewarded.
But, okay, here's my experience with Bills fans. They haven't stuck through thick and thin.
Maybe.
I went to school in upstate New York. I was around a lot of Bills fans. We're not a lot of interested Bills fans from the times that I was at school in college.
I went to a game there. In, I think, 2017. It was whatever game when Gronk body slammed what's-his-face, Tre'Darius White, on the sideline. And I will tell you, the entire game, pregame, like, the place is amazing. It's this, like, 100-acre field in the middle of Orchard Park, New York, where there is nothing. Mm-hmm. And then this fortress rises up out of the ground. So everybody just parks on the grass and parties for 4 hours before kickoff. It's incredible. They're jumping through tables, all of it. It's like going to a music festival. It's awesome. And then you get into the game, and everybody's nice. And, like, I was there. I was wearing a Patriots jersey. And the guy next to me is like, oh, yeah, he knew what he was getting into. We know, as long as Tom's here, you're going to beat our ass, but, you know, whatever. And so, like, we were having a good time. As soon as Gronk body slammed Trey White, the vibe flipped. And I'm like, I may have to book it out of this place. I may be in trouble.
It became hostile.
Yeah, I may be in trouble here.
Wow. That's one of my, I will say that is one of my big regrets. I never made it up to a Bills game while I lived up there. The Bills did play the Bears the year the Bears were good, like the last good Bears year. And the Bears kicked the ever-living you-know-what out of them in that game. And I wish I did go to that game, but it's
so fun.
It's something,
man,
that maybe one day I'll make it back up there for a game.
But I would go with you. It's so fun going there.
Football road trip?
Potentially.
Football road trip?
They're going to have a new stadium soon.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're not putting a dome on it, if I'm remembering correctly.
It's going to be closed open air like SoFi, I think.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, I feel like Bills fans are going to hate that.
Yeah, that seems like the worst possible idea, but at least they don't have to shovel snow. You get all the benefits of wind and cold, and you don't have to shovel snow out.
Yeah. And it's not like the NFL would ever put a Super Bowl in Buffalo anyway, so you don't need to do that.
Correct.
All right, getting into the game. I know you are not the biggest Chiefs fan at this point. This is a Chiefs team.
I've never cared about the Chiefs one way or the other, but I think they're bad.
You think they're bad? And I just don't think that's true. Like, having 15 on your side is always going to give you a chance in these games. And look at last week. I know you're going to throw at me like, oh, they settled for all these field goals. And yes, that's true. But I want to see what it looks like when there are humane conditions out. And I think snow, even though it's going to be a little cold and there's going to be snow and the wind's going to be blowing, it's more humane than the conditions that they faced last week when they played Miami at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but even as banged up as the Bills' defense is, with I think three of their four secondary starters potentially
out. No Gabe Davis either on the offensive side.
As banged up as they are, I just feel like they're still better than what Miami offered. Miami was missing everybody on their defense. They missed
and wasn't very good to start.
Both their bookend pass rushers. They were missing virtually their entire linebacking core to the point that Melvin Ingram's playing right end. And it just, like, you move the ball well between the 20s against a team whose defense is literally hospitalized. Great. What happened when you got in the red zone? You stalled out again. Four field goals on four red zone trips, including two goal to goes. And I just, if you do that against Buffalo, you're going to lose. It's the same thing as what the Rams did against Detroit. You start settling for field goals when you get down in the red zone in the playoffs, you aren't winning.
I do think, though, the flip side of this, I do think the Bills got pretty fortunate last week. They got fortunate in the fact that you didn't have to face T.J. Watt. You're going to be going up against a much better pass rush this week that the Chiefs are going to throw at you. You're just going up against a significantly better defense this week.
This is going to be a low-scoring game.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And it always is. When these two teams meet, it's always low-scoring. It's
earlier
always
this year,
rock fight.
20-17.
Yeah, I think last year was 24-20. It's always a rock fight with these two teams. They're very familiar with each other. They see it all on
film.
It
feels
like
a divisional
game.
It's the same thing as the Colts-Patriots matchups. They feel like divisional games.
Yeah, they just know what the other side wants to do. And I get that, like, if you don't want to call it a rivalry because Joe Burrow has the skins on the wall and the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs and those teams have played a lot as well. These two teams, Buffalo and Kansas City, have met, I think, six times in three seasons. Mm-hmm. That's close to divisional numbers.
Yeah.
So, to me, you're right. This is kind of a divisional game. It does feel like a rivalry. It feels like there's a hump that the Bills have to get over. They've done it in the regular season consistently. 3-3 against each other overall, but the Bills just haven't done it in the playoffs.
I will say this. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it may never happen in the playoffs. Because this is as vulnerable as I think we're going to see the Chiefs for the next five or so years because of the fact that you don't have the pass catchers out there. Well, guess what? Next year, you're going to add to your pass catchers, whether it's through free agency, whether it's through the draft. Rashee Rice, I think, is going to get better as well. I really like him on the outside. I think that's really the one dependable guy, and I think Mahomes is finally starting to click it in with him that, okay, this is the guy I can ride with here. I just don't think we're going to see a Chiefs offense that's this vulnerable moving forward. Little quick side question for you off of the Allen-Mahomes matchup. What do you think, let's say over the next 7 years, is going to be the most common AFC title game quarterback matchup? Let's throw the contenders in there, all right? It's going to be Allen, Lamar, Burrow, I'm throwing Stroud in there and Mahomes. I'll throw Herbert in there, but I don't think he'll be a part of it. But six guys there.
Yeah, I don't think Herbert will be there either.
All right, we'll throw Herbert out then.
I want to say C.J. Stroud will be involved, but it's hard to project that the Texans will just continue to do this. Mm-hmm. But it's also...
But they're on the rookie deal.
And
like, he's the only one out of all those guys on the rookie deal.
I also can't say that, like, when a rookie quarterback pops like this, they just are good. It's very rare that they pop like this and then are bad.
Yeah.
I still think it's probably Mahomes and Allen.
Over Burrow?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong.
Like, Cincy's going to have a lot more problems. Now, here's the issue. Because the Bills, if Diggs gets aggravated and wants out this offseason, could he be a Kansas City target? Remember, like...
Well, he would have to be a trade.
Of course.
And they're not trading him to the Chiefs.
You don't think they would at all?
No.
I wonder what Kansas City does. Because they do feel...
Football's very protective like baseball. Like baseball, you'll almost never see a trade within a division because they're so protective of it. Basketball, they don't care. They'll trade whoever within the conference, and obviously divisions don't matter.
The Lions sent Hockenson to the Vikings.
The Lions have been the one outlier in all of this. The Lions have been the one team that's made multiple trades, not just within the conference, but within the division. Like the Stafford trade, obviously within the conference. And then the Hockenson trade, and then they also traded when they got Jameson Williams. Wasn't that a trade? They traded up with the Vikings, too?
Where did Randy Moss come from when he went to the Patriots? Was it the Raiders?
Yeah.
That's AFC West, AFC
East.
But
that was years ago.
Do it again. No, but I've made this comp before, and I even heard Evan Cohen on Sportsmanlike make it yesterday. The Chiefs are the 2006 Patriots right now, where you have the all-time great quarterback leading you deeper in the playoffs than you probably should be. And when you look at the receiving core, you're awful. You've washed Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. You have Justin Watson. You have Rashee Rice, who's popping a little bit. And then the corpse of MVS and Kadarius Toney, who's just atrocious.
Yeah.
Like the Patriots in 06 had Rashee Caldwell and some dead body. And they made it to an AFC title game. And then they went and got Randy Moss. So I think the Chiefs, I'm going to say they stick around because I think Veach and Reed have that move in them. I don't know what it is. Is it Justin Jefferson?
You know who I think it could be? CeeDee Lamb.
That would be incredible. Like, is it? But you get my point. It's one of these players who might be frustrated and want their way out. Diggs, Lamb,
well, how about this?
Jets.
Why don't you go out and sign Mike Evans?
That's an option, too. Like, there are options for them to get better. So I'll say Mahomes will be there. And then I just feel like Buffalo's been steady as she goes. And since he's got
really...
But
they haven't gotten over this hump here.
If they do, though, I feel like they'll continue to be back here. They're just good. And they have the quarterback in place. And I know Cincy does, too. But what's Cincy do with the rest of it? They've got a lot of money to Orlando Brown, who's not good. Mm-hmm. They've got... to figure out what they're going to do with their wide receivers. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. You can't pay them all. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wonder how they continue to supplement that team. The Orlando Brown signing is really bad.
Yeah, and I know a lot of Bears fans clamored for that signing to be made here, and it feels like you may have dodged a bullet.
Absolutely. That's the problem with the... everybody wants this free agent left tackle, this free agent offensive lineman.
Left tackles don't go.
The rub on it is good offensive linemen don't make free agency. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to pay a boatload to get one, you're probably making a mistake because if they were any good, the team that had them would have paid the boatload to keep them.
Right. It's very hard to lose talent in the NFL, whether it's quarterback, left tackle. There's a reason why you don't see a lot of movement with especially the really good ones. It's hard to lose those guys. So,
you have a personal dilemma.
I do have a personal dilemma.
I need to hear about this.
All right. I'll do it when we come back. It involves this game, and I may have to miss certain portions, if not all, of Chiefs and Bills. I'll explain when we come back here. Tyler Aki, Shane Norling, we're talking ball with you on ESPN 1000.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Shay, personal dilemma.
Yeah, I gotta hear this.
I already can see the smoke coming out of your ears. I don't think you're gonna be very happy with me, I think you may understand when it's all said and done.
Probably not. Go ahead.
But we'll try. I'm talking with Mr. Football here. I don't think this is going to end well for me.
Go ahead.
But let's get into it here. All right. So, Sunday is my one-year anniversary with my lovely girlfriend. I did bad football math. I said, yeah, we've already done, like, sort of our anniversary thing. We went to the Dominican Republic last week. So that was kind of like our celebration of the anniversary. But she wants to do dinner.
Monday night.
No. Oh, no. That will not fly. I did bad football math because for some reason I thought the games on Sunday would be at noon and like 3:30 or 4:30. Nope. Bad football math by me. This game is at 5:30. So now I'm screwed. Now, like, we'll do dinner at like 9.
Yeah.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
That got a no-fly zone. That got a hard veto. So now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
Do you already have a reservation?
No.
Just
this is low-key...
Is Bree listening right now?
50-50.
Just tell her everything's full. Can't get tables. We'll go Monday night. Sorry. I tried.
No, but okay, here's the thing. It can be... it doesn't have to be like some super upscale thing. Like, we've spent our money on the vacation. All right. So this doesn't have to. I'm not saying we're going to Chili's.
You're telling me you took her to the Dominican Republic and now you got to take her to dinner?
Well, I mean, I didn't take her to the Dominican Republic. Like, we split 50-50 on that.
Something needs to be understood. I get it. The 1 year anniversary is what it is, but you got to move it a day. Bills Chiefs is a different level. Like, if this were... I have flashbacks to Gabe Davis putting the double move on Mike Hughes and sending him through the Earth's mantle to go ahead against the Chiefs in 2021 in the divisional game.
Greatest football game ever played.
And then Tyreek Hill going 75 yards a play later to put the Chiefs ahead. And then Josh Allen running for like 50 yards... and throwing a hitch to Gabe Davis to put the Bills back in front. And then Patrick Mahomes with 13 seconds to set up a field goal with the pass to Travis Kelce. Like, I have... That is my Roman Empire. There are times when I'm at home and I just suddenly think about Bills Chiefs 2021. 2022. Whatever actual moment on the calendar that game was played. That is a game that I think about more than maybe any game I've watched in my life of a team I wasn't a fan of. And honestly, more than many games I've watched of teams I am a fan of. It is the single best NFL game I have ever seen. And now we get the sequel, and you're going to miss it for dinner.
Listen, I think we need to facilitate because your wife has dealt with your football whereabouts a lot longer than my girlfriend has dealt with mine. I think... we need to facilitate a your wife, my girlfriend conversation that has to take place today. And she just has to explain, listen, you got to let them have this one. Would she do it?
Even my wife may understand.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have her number? You should text her. And tell
her
that she needs to explain to Bree
what's going on here.
What Bills Chiefs is. Because I can tell you, even my wife remembers that night. We were sitting on the couch. Tyler, we just talked about this off the air. My wife and I are sitting on the couch watching Bills Chiefs. I have a Bills Rams Super Bowl matchup ticket. I'm sweating my ass off. It's 23-21 Chiefs with like 4 minutes to go. And then Gabe Davis hits the double move on Mike Hughes, and I start losing my mind. And like that, the end of that game, one of the most chaotic 4 minutes in the history of the NFL, for my money, the best NFL game that has ever been played. And I'm sitting there after it's over, and my wife immediately, like the Chiefs win, the confetti's dropping, whatever. Like they're doing the stage is coming out, they're getting the trophy. And my wife, all right, you ready to go to bed and watch Euphoria? And I said, no. No, I got to sit here and decompress for a little bit. I need a 30-minute wind down after what I just witnessed. To think that there's any chance I would miss the sequel. Dude, if the Lions games go into overtime and this game's getting started, I'm bringing it up on my phone in Ford Field. I won't miss this. This is important to me as an NFL fan. This is the sequel to the greatest game ever played. You can't miss it.
I know.
I wouldn't miss it for a funeral.
How close? How close does the person have to be for you to not miss it for a funeral?
It maybe, like, if it were my dad's funeral, I'd go, but I'd find a TV.
Football on.
Mom, here's a tissue. I got Bill's Chiefs are on.
He was a good man.
Shay, they need you for the eulogy. I got Bills, plus 2.5. What do you mean? My father would have wanted me to win this bet. See ya.
See ya. It's what he would have wanted. He would have wanted me in the back room watching on my phone as opposed to celebrating his life.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
I know. That's what, like, and, like, I've tried the, oh, you, like, I have to do watch this for work. I have to. And it's, I've gotten the I don't care.
Like, what?
Yeah, I've gotten the I don't care. Like, no, this is bigger than that. You're stunned right now.
There has to be an understanding. This is work.
Mm-hmm. I am on the clock.
So what's the plan? You're going to wake up early on Monday and watch the replay?
I don't have a plan right now.
You're going to DVR the game?
I didn't think we were going to dinner. I thought I was going to be all right. I could just watch this.
Can you do dinner tonight? You could miss Niners-Packers. I mean, that may not even be entertaining. Can you get her to let you do dinner tonight that you can have Bills Chiefs tomorrow?
We need to facilitate the McKenzie conversation first.
All right. I'm going to send you your contact right now if you don't have her number.
312-332-3776. What do I do? I'm feeling stuck.
We'll see what wifey thinks about missing anniversary dinner for Bills Chiefs.
Here's the thing that I think is helping me. Is that Taylor Swift, like the whole Taylor Swift part of the equation here is good for me because your wife is a huge Swiftie. So I feel like she's like locked into this game too. All right.
Can you go to dinner at like a bar that's got TVs? Go to dinner.
Yeah. Like it can be a casual dinner. I don't know. Cause then
you're going to be locked in on the TV.
I'm going to have the wandering eye. And then it's like, what? Then I get yelled at.
Then you get to pay attention to me.
Right. Exactly. It's our 1 year anniversary. Pay attention.
I think you should try to sell dinner tonight.
I'll try.
And you can skip the 10-point spread in Niners-Packers so that you can watch the Bills-Chiefs sequel.
312-332-3776. What do I do? I'm stuck. I don't know if I'll be able to watch Bills and Chiefs
for
1 year anniversary.
The stuff in the Twitch chat, go to brunch tomorrow. Do anniversary brunch.
She won't go for that.
What do you mean?
She won't go for that.
Bree, you got to have a little compromise here. It's Bills-Chiefs.
Linda's in Mundelein. What's up, Linda?
Hi. Well, my first response is you're dating the wrong girl. If she doesn't realize.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope she's not listening.
How big this game is. And then I've calmed down a little bit, and now I want to give you a hint. Second morning after my husband and I were married, he's getting up to go play golf. I am like off the wall. I said, how could you do this? These guys will think that I can't keep my own husband at home. And my husband said, oh, no, all those guys will think how great you were to let me leave and go ahead and play golf. So you would rather be watching this game tonight thinking about her than sitting at dinner thinking about the game. Good luck to you, wrong girl.
Wow, Linda,
you,
with
Linda.
The sledgehammer.
Oh,
holy smokes.
I haven't gotten any texts, so I think I'm in the clear right now.
Linda just hit Bree with a car. My God.
That is a great spin, though, by her. They're not good. Like, all your friends will think you're the greatest for letting me go and watch the game.
It's true.
That, like, you have a chance to be a hero. You have a chance to write your story.
Honey, wouldn't you rather spend our 1 year anniversary with the girlfriends than with me?
Bree, write your story here. Come on. Christina is in Indiana. What's up, Christina?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Help me out here.
you got to tell her that this is a deal breaker.
Let's go!
I mean, come on.
I just gave you Thursday content, Shay.
I'm sorry, but number one, this is your job. Number two, she's got to learn to be flexible. I'm sorry,
Christina. I'll say
that comes first.
Yes, Christina. Put
Christina.
Mark her down,
Christina.
Football fan.
I did tell her, like when we first started dating. Listen, I don't think you're gonna understand what's about to happen during football season. Like, you are more than welcome to watch every single game with me. I have no problem with that. You want to come over, but this is where I'm going to be every single Sunday. Sunday and even Saturday too is for football.
That was full disclosure right there.
Yep.
So you let her know right away she's got to let this go. Either do dinner tonight, like you said, miss the San Francisco Packers game, or Monday. But Bills, KC, you cannot miss that game.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Christina. Got you on the board. We need a crosstalk with Peggy and Dion for this, I think.
We might. Like, this is, man, I'm telling you. You can't miss this for the 1 year anniversary.
Here's the thing that
you got to move it. I missed our wedding anniversary this year because I had a trivia night. Thank you, Bud Light. I had a trivia night at Beacon Tap in Des Plaines, and I missed our wedding anniversary.
We didn't do Valentine's Day last year. Like, we moved Valentine's Day last year.
Yeah, we moved our anniversary to Saturday night. It was fine. Maybe it might have been Friday night because I didn't want to miss football. Like, dude, but that's the understanding.
Welcome.
I told my wife early on, what I want to do is radio. And when you're doing sports radio, 4 months out of the year, you vanish from life.
Mm-hmm.
Friends want to hang out. Do you want to watch the games? Because if you don't, I'm not going. People want to get dinner. Can't do it. Games on. My parents know this. My mom knows. If she comes to town in the fall, we're watching football. Whether you want to or not, that's the deal. Them's the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Order in Chinese.
Yeah.
And watch Bills Chiefs and have an anniversary dinner at home. Light a candle.
This is what I pitched, too.
I'll tell you what, too. Bills Chiefs going to put you in the mood to make a baby. Light a candle, get some Chinese food, have a wonderful anniversary evening.
I pitched, how about I'll make dinner at home. I'll make us a good dinner at home, and then we can watch the game. Nope. Hard veto. I'm getting crushed out here, dude. I'm getting crushed. I have no out here.
This almost sounds like she personally does not want you to watch the game.
Yes.
She's less interested in the anniversary dinner than you not watching the game.
It feels like she's trying to win the battle here.
Yeah, this
is... She's trying to win a war.
She's Napoleon at Waterloo. She just won't accept the loss.
Oh, me and my Napoleon complex girlfriend.
Oh, Mikey, you shouldn't have said that. If she is listening, you just cost yourself. That's an E1. I could have said it.
Here's the problem is that she loves baseball. Like, if this were the World Series or if this were a big Mets game or a big Cubs game, I'm fine. This would not be an issue. But because... It's like she's not a huge football, like she'll watch, but she's not a huge football fan. And that's the problem. Like, I don't know if she understands like the football mentality here. All right. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. 312-332-3776. I've got a dilemma and I need help. Help us out.
ESPN Chicago on FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
All right, the dilemma's in full effect. I have a dilemma about tomorrow. Tomorrow is my 1 year anniversary with my lovely girlfriend. And it just so happens that she wants to go to dinner during the Bills and Chiefs game.
Unacceptable.
And Shay is not happy about it. And I'm not happy about it either.
It's unacceptable.
I need help, though. How do I navigate this? 312-332-3776. Courtney's on the south side. What's up, Courtney?
Hey, so I am in a marriage of a huge sports fan. And from the beginning, I had to learn that it's definitely sports is more than likely going to come before me. One of my biggest things is it's your boyfriend-girlfriend anniversary, not your marriage anniversary. So, and then also a piece of advice, if maybe going forward, if you actually like get her engaged in the games with you, teach her about the players.
She came to Bears-Packers with me.
Like, okay.
I'm trying, Courtney.
I can't get over that it's a girlfriend-boyfriend anniversary that she's having. And if this is the first one, she's got a long way to go if this is it.
Courtney, to be fair, the one-year anniversary, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, the one-year anniversary is a big milestone. It's important.
It's more important than two.
It's clearly important to Bree in this situation. But Bills Chiefs is more important. I'm sorry, but Bills Chiefs.
Shea's power rankings. Bills Chiefs. 1 year anniversary.
Bills Chiefs. My father's funeral.
Moral of the story, I agree with the other two ladies that were just on. If she can't get over it in the first year, how is she going to handle it for the rest of your boyfriend, girlfriend, or marriage? That's my two cents.
All right. Thanks for the support, Courtney. Appreciate it here. 312-332-3776. Who's going to help me out? Jennifer's in Oak Brook. What's up, Jennifer?
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
I personally think she's being a little selfish.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say it because if she knows that that's your thing and, you know, you're excited for it, I mean, you can push it a day, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah, and it's kind of a red flag. I mean, you're in year one.
Oh, my God.
Hate to say it. There's two men that I would never date. One is a Packers fan, right? And one is somebody that doesn't understand that sports is important and actually would join me to watch the sports. Like, I'd be all for the game. You guys should just stay home, order food in, crack open some beers, and watch the game.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
I think what's incredible is we are now 4 for 4 on women calling to the show and taking the side of you in this conundrum.
Here's the other part, too, that I actually just came to my mind.
It be your own women is what I'm trying to say. Even the women don't have Bree's back on this.
When I asked her to be my girlfriend, I asked her for on January 21st, okay? And she was like, a little, not upset, but she was like, oh, like, I wish you asked me on the 22nd, because she likes when there's, like, double numbers. So she likes 11, 22, 30, like, she likes double numbers. So, like, we could do the 22nd.
Yeah, let's just pretend Monday. I asked you on the 22nd. You're feeling 22, Bree, let's go.
Yeah, come on, 22nd.
Dude, I'm just telling you, there's no way you can go to dinner. You got to figure something out. We got to convince her that, like, fancy brunch is the way to go.
Can I go to dinner and it's a place with TVs?
No, because...
Because then I lose.
Yeah, then you're locked in on the game anyway, and you still don't win. Like, you're still in a situation where if you're paying attention to the game, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I think you either have to go to dinner full, like, phone in the car, maybe. Like, you have to lock in. Mm-hmm. And bite the bullet, which I would never do, and I would lose respect for you if you did. Or you got to figure out a way to, like, fancy brunch this. Do some crazy, expensive, fancy brunch. Call it the one-year deal. And then you can be home for Bills Chiefs. And you can watch Bills Chiefs together. And I told you, Bills Chiefs going to put you in the mood. You light a candle. Get things feeling good. Game ends. Put on a little Marvin Gaye. You're ready to go. Pumps primed. Bills Chiefs just happened. Let's do it.
Josh Allen.
Dude, if it ends anything like the divisional game last time, your pump's primed.
Yeah.
You're feeling something.
312-332-3776. Byron's in Elmhurst. What's up, Byron?
Hey, Shay, look, man. You're going to have to pull the job card on this one, man.
I tried.
Or, since you're going to the game today with your dad, right?
No. Shay's,
I'm good. I'm going to watch Bill.
Shay's in the clear.
I'm all set.
It's Byron. It's me, Tyler, who's having the dilemma here.
all right, man, the job card is your best bet. Tell her it's a mandatory thing. Whoever was supposed to cover the game is unable to cover it, and you guys are going to have to cover it, and you're going to have to get every single statistic for the show. And so if you have to do that, you have to watch the game. I mean, she can't stand in the way of the money, right?
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So if it's a mandatory thing for your job, she's just going to have to understand. And then what you do is just couple that with, like, hey, I got Cubs tickets for whatever game that
I already got the Mets game for her enjoy. In my draft. Which she's not happy with me either because I got thanks, Byron. I got the Mets game in my Cubs ticket draft, by the way. And she's not happy with me about that. Like, I got the Mets game for her. Right?
Why is she not happy about it?
Because I got two Tigers games for you. I'm getting crushed out here. And the Tigers game was like the situation of it all, it worked out. It just so happens she's not mad that I got two Tigers games. She's more mad that you're a Tigers fan, I think.
What's the problem? Why am I taking strays?
I don't know.
Can I just tell you what my mother weighed in on this via text message?
Let's hear it.
Mom, appreciate you listening.
Oh, I think she's actually on the line here. I think we have her.
Janet?
Oh, I think we just lost her, actually.
No!
Save the text. She'll call back. Call back, Mrs. Norling. I don't know what to do, man. Should I go zero dark 30? Should I zero dark 30 it?
No, because then you'll get dumped.
How will I get dumped?
What do you say is zero dark 30?
I turn off my phone.
Oh, so you don't even know what happened?
Yeah.
And then you just watch the replay?
And then I watch it.
At least then you'd have the same experience as if you were watching it live, but no. Just figure out a way to stand your ground on this.
Mrs. Norling's on the line. Hello, Mrs. Norling.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What do you got for us, Mom?
I'm doing well.
I need
Shay,
your help.
Shay, I'm glad you didn't. First, I want to say, Shay, thank you for not picking my funeral.
I wouldn't miss that.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't miss that.
And then.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, I was going to say, Tyler, I have met Bree, and I really like Bree. But last year, or this past September, was my 35th anniversary, and my husband missed it to go to fantasy football draft in Vegas.
Dudes rock.
So see? I think Brunch is the perfect answer and a really nice gift, and then you both have the best world. But she's got to know what's coming for the rest of her. 35 years down the road, you could be in Vegas at fantasy football. So she's got to know what she's getting.
Yeah, you got to see. This is why I'm saying stand your ground, because you got to set this up. You can't be missing Bills Chiefs every year.
I know.
It's unacceptable.
And
you having your anniversary be in January was honestly the first error.
Yes, the move would have been to make it like the week between the conference championships and the Super Bowl.
Yes,
that's where I botched.
Pro Bowl. Good, we can miss that.
Yeah,
honey, I'll miss the Pro Bowl for you, and then it feels like you're doing a favor.
Football for you. They may be playing with flags.
So last thing, you have to think about this for your wedding anniversary. So.
Yeah, get married in May.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
Missing the cross
for
you.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Norling, and thank you for having my back.
5 for 5 on the women callers, including my mother, on Aki's side. This is just wonderful.
What a win. We have to ask Peggy and Dion about this.
Yeah, we will.
They'll help me out, hopefully. We'll see. All right, when we come back, we do have to craft a little same game parlay. Just parlay.
We're going to parlay the divisional games.
Yes, this will be fun. We'll do that when we come back. We're hot, too.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. Real quick, let's craft a little parlay for the divisional round, and then I need to ask Peggy and Dion for their help on this. All right, so I'm going to roll with Brandon Ayuk anytime touchdown.
Brandon Ayuk anytime. I'm going to go Ravens, laying 9.5. I looked it up. last 20 years, 8 times an indoor team has gone outside in sub-zero temperatures. They're 2-6 straight up with an average losing differential of 10 points.
All right, and Potsy?
I'm going Bills minus 3. Bills are going to get it done. Josh Allen's going to have a great day.
That pays out at plus 709. All right, we've got Peggy and Dion. They're coming up next here at 11 o'clock, but they were nice enough to step in a little early and help me out with my dilemma here.
Listen, I have never spoken more loudly to my radio on a drive-in.
Same. I was yelling at the radio.
Same.
Yes. You go first.
Well, I think that she needs to give you a pass. For sure.
Yes. Wow. You know
You know why? Because this is a dating anniversary. If this was a marriage anniversary, I think I'd feel a little bit differently. But a dating anniversary is one that you think will be celebrated more than one time, correct?
Hopefully.
I think you'll be okay.
Did you hear what my mother just said when she called in?
No.
She told my dad their 35th anniversary was last September. My dad spent it in Las Vegas for a fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
It's fine.
That's a round number, too.
Yeah, that's a big one. 35?
35 is a big one. But
you know what? I'm totally in Dion's court. You are never not going to be in the sports industry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is your job, your career. Mm-hmm. You have to watch the games. That's not going to change in your life.
7 for 7.
So she needs to understand. How many Christmases did we celebrate on December 22nd because the Bears were playing in Detroit?
Oh, my God. How many Thanksgiving dinners did I eat on Wednesday?
Yes.
Before Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
So many.
The actual date does not matter.
Right. Agreed.
You have as long as you celebrate it, and you guys are dating. Could... This is
exactly.
I'm sorry. But,
okay, is there any truth to the 1 year being a pretty significant milestone? Whether it's dating or not, the 1 year is.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a significant milestone, but the dinner you have to celebrate it isn't.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're together, that's the thing that matters.
You pick a day that works for both of you.
Yes.
And you celebrate it. It's not about the actual date.
I think I have my ultimate out here, too. I don't know if you guys heard this. You guys may have been downstairs at this point. She loves, the double numbers. So, 11, 22, 33.
Yeah.
And this is the 21st. And she's always told me, I wish you asked me to be your girlfriend on the 22nd, which is Monday. Which might be my out.
So you're going to try to say, hey, I was thinking, why don't we celebrate on the 22nd since you love
double numbers. Double numbers.
I asked you on the 21st, but I meant it on the 22nd.
I meant it on the 22nd. Exactly.
Actually, I asked you the 21st, but day one was the 22nd.
Yeah.
So we have to wait.
Yeah.
That's a great
out. You. I think that you can make this adjustment, and I think that your relationship and your job will both survive.
I don't think that you need to start making up excuses and being let's do the double number thing, because what's going to happen, in the next year or after you guys get engaged?
Actually, no.
You have to figure it out now.
That actually works out, though, because then I buy myself 5 years. And at 5 years, at that point, we'll either be married or we won't be together anymore.
Right.
So it won't be an issue. Right?
I really hope she's not listening.
Gosh, I hope not, too. Oh, my word. Who are these?
This is incredible.
Get them out of here.
And it's so funny that your dad went away to Vegas for a guy's weekend on his 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
The longer it goes,
the less you
the
care.
Less meaning there is to it, except that you roll over and you go, oh, you're still here?
Yes.
This is so correct. It's so true.
I mean, seriously. I know.
I mean, you want to say you want to get to those big numbers, but whatever.
How many times in between those did I say, I don't know if I can do this forever?
And that was 15 years later. Did I say forever?
You're just checking off years for survival. Yeah. I made it this far.
It's now for personal growth.
No, the anniversary is survival.
It's not even a celebration anymore. You're just oh my God, I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
35 years.
Survive to tell the tale.
I told him the best, the compromise is easy to me. Fancy brunch.
Get her
a nice gift, go home, make a good dinner, light a candle, Bills Chiefs, prime the pump, you have a great night.
Yes, it is a Sunday.
And brunch, champagne, she'll be a
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a really good idea.
I'm telling you.
Yes. You guys have brunch suggestions?
Oh, I love brunch. Oh, there's so many great places in our city. And you can make it like super swank too. I'm trying to think.
What's the French place in River North? Oh my gosh. It is the best. It's my favorite place. I have to figure out what it is.
There's really good brunch spots in. Yeah.
Okay. All the hotels have great brunches also.
Like if you, really swank, Four Seasons is amazing.
Yeah, that's
that's really swank.
If you do Four Seasons, what are you going to do next year? That's always a problem.
There's a place on the north side by my house, $25 bottomless mimosas with an entree. Till 3 p.m.
Till 3 p.m.
Yeah, you want a party, that's your spot. Okay. $50, bottomless mimosas, two entrees, have yourself a time.
For the hotel ones, am I going to be able to just walk in there or do reservations?
No, reservations.
Okay. But Will I be able to get one?
You should be able to.
It's middle of January.
Okay. Yeah, I would think
there's no Sox Fest. I mean, that used to be. I mean, honestly, this would be like Sox Fest weekend.
Right.
Yeah. And there's no Sox Fest. You don't have to worry about that.
Jerry Reinsdorf killing the brunch industry.
There's got to be places. Yeah, you could call around today. But there are some really good spots.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really I think good. That's a good idea.
I'm telling you, that's the easy compromise. Your problem solved. You're watching Bills Chiefs. If I find out that you didn't watch Bills Chiefs live tomorrow night, if I'm texting you during the game and you're telling me you're not watching or your phone's off,
photo of dinner.
I'm gonna lose a lot. He's got a steak in front of him. No TVs in the joint. I'll lose a lot of respect for you.
I know you will. Oh, you're Mr. God. Football.
Yeah. Listen, my wife would understand.
Dad's funeral for crying out loud. Oh my gosh, that really got me. I was like, seriously.
My mom just said thank you for not choosing her. I said, Mom, here's a box of tissues. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to watch the game in the bar.
She knows. You're her son. She knows. She's got it.
What do you guys have coming up?
We're not really sure.
No.
Just kidding.
We are doing an interview with a guy who covers USC for the Orange County Registry.
Yes.
He was the reporter that got suspended.
Oh. By the coaching staff in the athletic department,
basically for doing his job. Mm-hmm. So for asking, players were getting ready for their media session, and two of them were standing there, and they expressed that they were nervous. Mm-hmm. And in his story, he wrote that these players were nervous their first time meeting.
And that
got him suspended because the media session wasn't officially open.
He did write a really good in-depth article on Caleb Williams that I read this morning that really kind of gave insight into who he is and kind of gave a closer look at him crying in the stands and the things that we hear about him, but gave more of a firsthand look at that, which I thought was really interesting.
I'm excited to hear about USC with the media because they ducked a lot of smoke. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley hiding the players after big losses. Yeah, Lincoln Riley didn't speak sometimes. I'm excited to hear about this.
That's pretty common in college. It's unbelievable how much they control those athletes and don't make them available.
Yeah. Especially freshmen. But I think it was kind of uncommon for a player like Caleb Williams to not be visible after a loss.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that my son at Texas said when the NIL started a year ago, you had to go through the marketing agents of the players. Even the students.
Well, Arch Manning didn't speak until the Cotton Bowl this year.
Freshman, he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't allowed to, but you had to go through their marketing agents to do any player interviews. It's unbelievable now.
Maybe I'm an a-hole, but like my belief is if you're making $1 million, you can talk to the media.
Yeah. Right?
You should. Yeah.
I'm with you. You got all that money. There's no excuses. Sorry.
All right. No. We'll be listening.
Thanks,
looking
guys.
Forward
Tyler,
to it.
We can't wait to hear what happens.
Yeah. Peggy and Dion.
Brunch.
Peggy and Dion coming up next.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.